Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? Got a lot to talk about here today. Yesterday was AEW Forbidden Door, and it was a show, in the words of Roddy Piper many years ago, it went up, then it went down, and then it went really far up at the end. It had its ups and downs, but man, that main event. Swerve Strickland retaining the AEW World Heavyweight title over Will Ospreay. One of the best matches of the year. Absolutely incredible match. And a lot of stories on the show. We had title changes. We had a title change. New TNT champion. We had the return of Britt Baker. We have matches clearly being set up for Wembley. And other matches that I think people thought were going to happen at Wembley, maybe are not going to happen. So we'll talk about that show here today. Also, Wednesday's Beach Break Dynamite. We got 5 segments announced for the show. We have got Raw coming up tonight. And a lot of stuff heading into Money in the Bank, including a Women's Money in the Bank qualifier. NXT is tomorrow. They've got a show coming up as well. And, of course, all of the news, some notes from the Tony Khan media scrum after the show on Sunday. And by the way, if you're a subscriber and you haven't heard it yet, Dave and I did 90 minutes with Tony Khan on Saturday, in which he answered a lot of questions. So if you want a lot of insight into his brain, that is the Wrestling Observer Radio Show from Saturday. So we got a lot to get into here today on the show. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com, F4WOnline on Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, and at Brian Alvarez on X/Twitter. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Celebrate July 4th with savings at Lowe's. For a limited time, save on the essentials you need to make your garden pop for summer, like Miracle-Gro 25-quart potting mix. Get 2 bags for just $16 and get up to 40% off, plus save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances. Hurry, these deals won't last long because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 7/10. Miracle-Gro excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Excluding supply. See Lowe's.com for more details. While supplies last.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com.
What's that shirt say?
Oh, it's my He Beat Him and Beat Him shirt. Didn't realize I was still wearing it. It's a workout shirt. Forgot to take it off.
Did you beat the workout and beat it and beat it and beat it?
I may have to be back in a little while. Anyway, it's Monday, and normally at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, it's me and Filthy Tom Lawler, but he's not around today.
Oh.
But at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today, on YouTube, video.f4wonline.com.
You and Paul Fontaine.
No, the Big Vinny V Show is going live.
Get out of here.
Yep. If you want to watch the Big Vinny V Show live today, it will be on our YouTube channel, video.f4wonline.com. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern.
Better than that sports report he did live that one time with the Collins and whatnot.
Apparently he's been going much better than that.
Good.
All right. You know, to this day, he's still angry at me about that.
Why?
And I wasn't trying to mess with him. I really thought that a person needed to use that system to ask a question. It's a long story. Let's talk about this show. We had Forbidden Door last night, and it was a show with a lot of good matches, a couple of great matches. Not everything. It was not like the best AEW show I've ever seen. I can tell you that for sure. But there was a lot of good stuff on the show. We had Gabe Kidd, Roderick Strong versus Private Party, and Malakai versus Brody King. Gabe and Roddy, Private Party, Malakai and Brody, and Ishii and Kyle O'Reilly.
Gabe and Roddy, Private Party. You can make a song out of that.
It was a good match. Brody nearly got killed, accidentally getting dropped on his head by a brainbuster. But then he grabbed Olze, Gonzo bombed him and pinned him. This was a good opener, and even though it wasn't the opener. Apparently they threw a Serpentico match on there.
They did.
Kyle Fletcher and Serpentico, I think it was. I missed that one, but it was just squash. Tam Nakano and Willow Nightingale versus Momo Watanabe and Chris Statlander, good match. A little bit of build for Statlander and Willow. But at the end of the day, Tam pinned Momo, cross-arm German. I thought this was a pretty great match, actually. These women were awesome. Mariah May and Saraya, Owen Hart Cup match. This match was fine. The people were super into Mariah. They were super into her win. And then, oddly enough, The match ends. Tony comes out to raise Mariah's hand. Mina then runs out to raise the other hand. And they start fighting over Mariah. And after the match and the angle, they decided to show a video package of the story. I don't know why they didn't air that before all of that, but they aired it afterwards. And the big, you know, the big, if you want to talk about one big faux pas on this show, it was the absolute, complete and total lack of follow-up to Mariah getting hit with a champagne bottle on Wednesday.
They didn't even let it play into the Saraya match.
There was nothing. She didn't sell it at all. It was not acknowledged. We don't know if Tony is angry that Mina tried to hit her. We don't know if Tony is upset that she ended up hitting. We don't know anything. It was like it never happened. So that was very weird.
They did do a post-show social media interview where Tony did mention now that they have touched boobies and pushed lips was the way she described it. I would assume that meant her kiss, of course.
Well, of course.
That they are actually all fine with each other now. So, end scene.
You know, if Mina ends up going back to Japan, I mean, I got to say, this was a really lame payoff. It was like, the whole story of Forbidden Door was supposed to be, who is Mariah going to choose? Who is she? Like, this actually very much is like that Kurt Angle and Stephanie and Triple H love triangle, where you're just waiting. What's the big payoff at the end? Stephanie's going to leave Triple H. And then, of course, it was just like, you know, she gave a chair to Hunter or whatever, and it was just totally lame.
It's like Mae Young giving birth to a hand.
All of this. They just all kissed each other. Yeah. And then I think Mina's leaving.
For a lot of people, that probably was the payoff to the whole thing, but it was... NXT does this too. It was very much like this story inside of a story. It's like a sitcom where, like, the characters all have some sort of tie-in with each other, but it was just this show inside of the show. But with that said, considering everything else that Toni Storm has been involved with since she's become Timeless Toni Storm, I mean, I don't care what you say about the quality of anything. This was by far her most intriguing story that she's been a part of. And finally, somebody got almost as much reaction as she did, unlike Deonna and Thunder Rosa and Serena Deeb and everybody else who she's completely bigfooted.
Then we had Hiromu and Titan and Yota Tsuji versus Lucha Brothers and Mystico. And full-on Lucha match. I thought this was also quite excellent. All sorts of cool spots. And then Mystico hit Titan with the La Mystica and submitted him. And all these matches, by the way, I recapped four of them, but there were actually five. Those were all pre-show matches. The main show hadn't even started yet because they, in fact, went 5.5 hours.
They give their people their money's worth.
Five
that day,
and a half for sure. Hours is way too long for a wrestling show. I understand it's not for Tony. I understand.
It's for the fans.
But there's also the rest of us who that's way, way too long.
How about us on the East Coast who are all old? You got to start it a lot earlier, too.
Yeah, you know, somebody made a good point. They were like, they were on Twitter all night. And they go, you know, like I was, like everybody was talking about the show on my feed and everything like that. They go, by the time we got to Ospreay and Swerve, which I mean, it was the best match on the show by miles. It was like there was no one talking about it. Like everyone went to bed. Because I said it's like, you know, it's one thing if you do a 5-hour show on a Saturday night. Okay, it's Saturday night, whatever. But this was a Sunday night show, so like people got to go to work the next day. They got stuff they got to do. And the show ended at midnight. It ended at midnight after 5.5 hours. So,
and
yeah.
That's a drawback, and I'm like you. I would rather have it be a little bit shorter, especially, like I mentioned, I'm on the East Coast. Now, with that said, for their fans, I mean, oftentimes, no matter what how bad the TV is or how inconsistent the TV can be, when they get to show day, when they get to pay-per-view day, everybody is pretty much as galvanized on the product as they're going to be that day. You know you're going to get good pay-per-view sales. You know it is going to be probably, I don't want to say your best day of the month, but honestly, AEW has had some times where their pay-per-view has been the best day of their entire month. And they supersize their fan base. And that's what that whole thing is about. So, yeah, I'm just like you. I wish they would tune it back and cut it back a little bit shorter, start the show earlier, do something. But with that said, the converse of that is they are super filling their fan base. So, I mean, there's, again, two things can be said about that.
I see we've already got it here. People are fine when WWE does it. No, we're not.
Does what?
Goes 5 hours.
No.
I don't want any show to go 5 hours. I don't want WWE to go 5 hours. I don't want New Japan to go 5 hours. I don't want AEW to go 5 hours. I don't want any show to go 5 hours.
It's the reason they instituted the pitch clock in baseball, and I want to hear that it's not the same thing. At some point, you burn out people by going too long. At some point, when you go as long as you do, there are going to be things in the middle that shouldn't suffer that end up suffering. And there are things that could be better used on a different show. So, I don't know. I don't agree with that at all.
So, the main show went up with MJF and Eche Cero. MJF and Eche Cero. And it was a solid, it's like a 3-star opening match. I mean, there was not a lot to it. Nobody thought MJF could possibly lose. He did a great job selling his shoulder. Eche Cero looked good. And then finally, MJF ends up hitting a Panama Sunrise and a Brainbuster and got the pin. So you can see that when Adam Cole is ready to go, they're going back to Adam Cole and MJF. So
he's got to get revenge.
I did see people asking, like, do you think MJF's going heel soon now that we have so many top baby faces? I think he will at some point, but you got to do this Adam Cole thing first. Unless they think Cole's coming back as a babyface, which I guess he could do that. He's a friendly chap. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. Young Bucks and Okada against Bowens and Caster and Tanahashi. It's a pretty good match.
Okada's great.
He's great in that he does absolutely nothing anymore.
That's what I love.
And Max Caster in his rap said, you know, the Elite had killed Okada's career. I would not say they've killed his career, but, you know, I've seen all over Twitter, because I've in the past said that Okada's the greatest wrestler who ever lived. And, you know, there are clearly a lot of fans who the only Okada they've ever seen has been in AEW. And they're like, what is Brian talking about? What is he talking about?
Well, they're right.
This guy is like...
They're right.
I know, and I can see that perspective, because if you've only seen Okada in AEW, he does the absolute positive bare minimum at all times. He has never even gone at 50%. He just goes out there, he's making seven figures, he's put in his time, he's perfectly happy,
and
that's what happened.
Look, it's not exactly the same. But Nakamura in WWE, it's pretty much, I mean, as far as the mentality of the guys and their careers at this point, at the point that they went over, I mean, Nakamura didn't care if he main evented a WrestleMania. He was surfing on the beach. He gave his body. He's one of the all-time legends in New Japan Pro Wrestling and Japanese wrestling, as is Tanahashi, as is Naito, as is Okada, who is very high on that list. But if you want to continue to see Okada for the next 10 years, then he's got to tune it back and turn it back. And he's absolutely done that. And he gets mileage because the crowd is so appreciative of him and reacts to him. He can make faces and be able to pull that off. Now, do they need to develop his character? Yes, they do, because it's only going to last, I think, for so long doing that. And you can always get a pop out of him saying a word or making some faces. But for the amount of money you're paying him, and as, look, he's still got some left in the tank, whereas some others, Naito, really don't. Like, at some point, you're going to have to round out the character better and give him something more he can sink his teeth into as far as a feud, so you can make sure that he's up there with Swerve, with MJF, and with Will Ospreay.
So Tanahashi pinned, Okada pinned Tanahashi with a Rainmaker. That was the end of that. And then Mr. Ass ran down afterwards. They're teasing Billy Gunn versus Okada.
I love it.
Yes. Shingo and Brian Danielson, Owen Hart Cup tournament match, second best match on the show. Brian Danielson submitted him with an armbar from the back mount. They played it up like Danielson injured his head and neck severely early on, and he fought his way through it.
Thought he did.
Nah, there was one angle. There was one angle they showed, and I was like, that was totally safe.
But it looks so
But cool. All of the other angles they had, I thought he was dead.
DDT off the apron to the floor is what it was.
As far as I know, there was only one injury on the show, which was Leo Rush.
Yeah, he pulled himself out of the Beyond show, which I think was taking place on July 4th, because there was nothing revealed as to what it was, and he says after some ice baths he's going to be okay, but apparently he was very dinged up.
So then we had Toni Storm and Mina Shirakawa with Mariah May there in the corner, and of all of the matches on this show, this was the first match that for like half of the match the crowd was completely dead. It was completely like this. If you look at the quarters, like, this is one of the things that does better numbers than almost anything. Like, people are actually into this.
Do you think they were watching because, okay, great, we heard Tony Storm is going to play June Byers and we're going to have this great catch-as-catch-style wrestling match? They weren't there in this one for the wrestling.
Well, they were not, and they did the near falls there at the end, and Tony ended up hitting the Storm Zero, got the pin. Like, the match was fine.
It was okay.
And then afterwards, they did the three-way kiss, and everybody seems to be happy now.
Nigel was.
Yeah.
It's a horny dude.
Zack Sabre Jr. and Orange Cassidy, this was the third best match on the show. A fantastic technical wrestling match. Orange has done a lot of this in a previous career. He hasn't shown it a lot here, but he can do it. And they worked great together. They love working with each other. It was a great match. And Sabre put him in a very wacky submission and submitted him. This was great. Great match. We had Joe Shabbat and Hook versus Jericho, Big Bill, and Jeff Cobb. We had Please Retire Chance immediately for Jericho. Smiles. And then later, he puts the walls on Shibata, and we got You Still Got It and No You Don't Chance back and forth. And then at the end, Jericho escapes the Red Rum. Everyone else is being choked out outside. And Hook points to the elbow, and he hits the Judas effect, and he pins Chris Jericho clean in the middle of the ring.
Listen to Brian push Jericho's engagement with the fans during that. Look at that. Oh, my.
What?
He's paying you for this?
He paid me to bring up the first thing the crowd chanted was, please retire.
He's going
to Yes,
talk
I was paid handsomely to bring that up.
Don Callis' fault was
too, I was paid handsomely to mention that they chanted, please retire. And then when one part of the fans chanted, you still got it, the other half chanted, no, you don't.
I'll give it
he
to him.
He paid me handsomely for that.
He gets paid handsomely, and I'm sure spends it handsomely too, but he did the right thing here, which was get knocked out and pinned by Hook. And there's a bunch of different ways you can go with that if you want to. But that was the right way for it to go. And also, I'm happy Jeff Cobb actually continues to look good even and actually got a win. He was on the winning side of something for once in AEW. I would love to see Samoa Joe and Jeff Cobb one-on-one.
You know, I had an idea suddenly. Just hit me.
What's that?
Okay.
Go ahead.
So they had a bizarre segment on Dynamite last week where Jericho said that he had a partner because the bad apples hurt. Apparently he is legitimately hurt because he's canceled some dates. But Suzuki shows up on the tape. And Jericho says, we haven't watched it yet, but let's see what he has to say. He, of course, knew it was going to happen. So then Suzuki says, I don't want to team with you on the pay-per-view. I want to wrestle you for the FTW title. And, you know, the segment ends, and literally we were like all baffled, like, is he wrestling Suzuki at the show, or is he wrestling a six-man? So you watch, you know, Rampage and Collision, and it turns out it is actually the six-man, okay? And then if you go back and listen to what Suzuki actually said, he didn't actually say, I want to wrestle you at Forbidden Door. He said, I don't want to team with you on that show. I want to wrestle you for the title. Open-ended. So now, you know, the obvious thought is, well, Jericho and Suzuki are going to do a match for the FTW title. But Jericho just did a job here to Hook. Clean. So I was trying to figure all of this out. Like, why did they tease a Suzuki match for the title and then he lost to Hook? So I have come up with my own solution to this.
All right.
Haven't we already seen Jericho and Suzuki?
Yes.
Okay. Then it should be Suzuki and Hook in a number one contenders match. The winner gets Chris Jericho.
And let me guess.
Because you know what?
We're going to end up with a three-way.
No. I would much rather. I've seen Jericho and Suzuki. I want to see Minoru Suzuki versus Hook.
I would as well.
Okay. So there we go. And then Hook can win that one, and then Jericho and Hook at Wembley, and Hook beats him for the title. That's what I would do here. Then we had Takeshita, Mark Briscoe, Jack Perry, Dante Martin, Leo Rush, and Phantasmo ladder match. I mean, as far as ladder matches go, it was excellent. All sorts of crazy stuff. I mean, some crazy stuff, including a spot where the ladder was on the apron, and Mark Briscoe jumped off the ladder to the floor landed on his feet in a double sledge. That's exactly what broke Adam Copeland's leg and caused this match to even happen in the first place. So
Mark Briscoe tweeted about it today, called it a, make sure I get it right here, a trajectorial miscalculation.
That is exactly what it was. And then, yeah, we had Jack Perry, as expected, won the vacant TNT title, and he's the champ.
And barely took any bumps, the smartest guy in that match. But heel.
We had Mercedes and Stephanie Vaquer for the TBS title and the New Japan Strong Women's title. Thought Stephanie looked great in this match.
Yeah.
I thought Mercedes was pretty good, but I thought Stephanie was the real star of this match. The fans, I guess, so the way it was, and I don't know what each individual fan is thinking in the building, but apparently there was a guy in a Celtics jersey.
Oh.
The fans got mad at him, so they start doing an anti-Celtics chant, and then I think they started to figure out, wait a second, Mercedes is from Boston. And so about halfway through this match, they totally turned, like it was 50-50. Like they chanted CEO at the beginning and they're like, oh, you know, dueling chants or whatever. Halfway through this match, they all of a sudden decided, we hate this woman. She's from Boston. And so they got totally behind Stephanie. They're booing Mercedes out of the building. And of course, Mercedes gets the win. She gets the title. And then, yes, they hit the music and Britt Baker is back. And she had a stare down with Mercedes. Mercedes in the ring and Britt's on the ramp. Place going nuts. And that looks like a Wembley match.
Also
right there.
Good. And I like Britt coming back as a baby face. People are saying, well, what about when Jamie Hayter comes back? Jamie Hayter and Tony Storm, if Hayter's back in time for Wembley, would be awesome. So I'm great with Baker coming back and going in this direction with Monet, who should be a heel.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
It's time for July 4th Door Busters at Lowe's. Now through July 1st, save $900 on a Lowe's exclusive Hisense French door refrigerator. Was $18.99, now just $9.99. And get three for $10 on 10-pound bags of Royal Oak Charcoal for all your summer barbecues. Shop these deals before they're gone, because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 7-1. Appliance price includes all discounts while supplies last.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k?
Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com.
Yeah.
Well, what did you think of this Moxley-Naito match?
Me? I thought it stunk. Mm. What can you say? Naito is he's broken down and old, and this was a great reminder, this show, if you have any interest in Japanese wrestling, that New Japan during this year, by the time we get to the Tokyo Dome and Wrestle Dynasty, that back-to-back shows that are now going to be taking place, they need to elevate younger guys. They need to make sure Hikuleo not only is the never champion, but he gets some wins and he's in a better position and better than where he was at the end of the year. Yota Tsuji, just kind of treading water right now, needs to have a big G1. Their young guys need to break out because Tanahashi, it's over. Tomohiro Ishii, I think he makes his way into the G1, but the reality of the situation is he is a shell of what he was.
Did you say Hikuleo, by the way?
I'm sorry, not Hikuleo, Hanare.
Okay.
Hanare.
I don't think they're going to be doing much with Hikuleo.
They are not going to be doing much. No. They didn't do much with Hikuleo, and I think they should have done more with him, to be honest with you. But, you know, they really need to elevate guys because Naito's done, and you need to have not only his replacement ready, whether that's Yota Tsuji or Shota Umino, but you need to have those two guys and their opponents ready. You need to figure out better things to do with Ren Narita and House of Torture. You need to figure out what you're going to do with Gabe Kidd. Figure out exactly what you're going to do with David Finlay, who was nowhere to be seen on this, the leader of the Bullet Club, an English-speaking guy. Maybe his foot's out the door to go somewhere else. I don't know. But they really need to get their young pieces in place because it's over. I'm sorry for Tetsuya Naito, and maybe he can pull out another big, great match at the Tokyo Dome where he goes and ends up dropping this title. But it's got to be, to me, sooner rather than later, and that was the biggest shining thing in this match. People are going to throw it on Moxley? How?
I don't think anyone's throwing it on Moxley.
If they try to, how? Again, you may not love how Moxley wrestles or any of that sort of stuff, and there are fair things to say about Moxley matches when it comes to criticisms of him. But in this match, it was no one other than Naito. And you want to talk about a guy that, I'm sorry, you know, you try to tell people how great he was. You have to literally sit them down and show them matches now from a long time ago for them to actually believe you and believe that Naito was once as dynamic and as great of a wrestler as he used to be.
I mean, I thought the match was all right. I didn't think it was.
Oh, will you
it
stop?
It was fine. I mean, Naito
by
looked,
their standards.
Naito looked terrible. Moxley did everything in its power to try to have a good match. I mean, there was stuff at the end where, like, they had a spot where clearly Naito was supposed to go for a Destino, and he just grabbed the arm and froze. And you could see Moxley. It was like time stood still, and then he just looked at the guy and he just kneed him in the gut. And then, you know, they did a spot or whatever. And then there was supposed to be a reversal into a Destino, and Mox did all the work himself. Like,
yeah.
I can't fault the guy. He tried so hard. And then they hit another one, and he got the pin.
It wasn't to the level of Okada powerbombing himself against Tenryu, but it was on that path. I mean, it's just it was something else. And it was, again, not sad to see. You know, there are plenty of things that are sadder, but it's like, it just.
Naito's in the G1.
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah.
See, when Moxley first won the title, you know, I should have immediately figured it out. Like, okay, he wins it from Naito in America, and then, you know, Naito wins it back in America at Forbidden Door. But, like, I just thought, you know, maybe they're going to, like, have a fairly long. There's, like, a lot of things Moxley could do as IWGP champion. And then they announced the G1 and he wasn't in it. And then, you know, people were like, well, it's happened before years and years ago. And then the real one was when Naito did an interview over the weekend and he goes, if Moxley wins, I'll give him my shot in the my spot in the G1. And I remember we were interviewing Tony and, you know, Tony Khan's talking about, we have Moxley all summer. You know, he's not the G1, which has happened before. And I don't know, I probably made him mad, but I said, you know, Naito said that if Moxley wins, he'll give him his spot. And Tony was like, well, you know, we'd have to figure that out if that happened. I was like, oh, I think I'm gonna spoil that match. I didn't think about it until that exact moment. I was like, yeah, Naito's probably winning it back here, man.
Yeah.
So many matches Moxley could add as champion against so many guys.
Yeah, but if you look at it from a Japanese point of view and perspective, if he's not having those matches and doing that stuff in Japan, what is it worth? You know, you already have a storyline you are kind of playing, which is, you know, he's the foreigner who has taken the belt away from, you know, New Japan and Tanahashi's regrowth of New Japan and all that sort of stuff that plays into their new company motto and how they're, what they're trying to do moving forward. So, you know, that's the biggest problem with Moxley with that belt. And again, you know, I was fine with him having it, but it's just, I kind of wish now, really in hindsight, it was somebody other than Naito that he was dropping that belt to. You know, why couldn't you have built up Yota Tsuji to be the person to do that? And then Naito's got to battle one of his own guys in LIJ. There, to me, are other stories you could have told or can tell that are more intriguing with that title.
And the main event, Will Ospreay and Swerve Strickland, AEW title. Amazing match. I mean, Will Ospreay is always incredible. But this was Swerve's greatest performance ever in AEW. It was the most he's ever been in the face of the company. Top guy, champion. I mean, I thought he came out of this looking absolutely incredible. And it was a clean win. There were some shenanigans at the end where Don Callis tried to have Ospreay use a screwdriver, and Ospreay couldn't bring himself to do it. And my only issue with this otherwise awesome match was Ospreay then went in the ring, and he was full of glee to hit the Tiger Driver on Swerve. And I thought the entire story was he was so remorseful about hurting Daniel Bryan that he was never going to use the move again. And I figured we would have months of, like, you know, losing the big one because he kept not being able to bring himself to use the Tiger Driver. And then, of course, eventually down the road, he does use it and wins. But, I mean, he got in the ring and he hooked that guy and he just screamed, Tiger Driver! He was all excited. And then it got countered and Swerve hit a bunch of moves and pinned him. So I'm not sure what the story is anymore. I thought I knew the story, but I don't anymore. And it wasn't like Callis cost Will Ospreay the match. He didn't. You know, they could have told a story there that leads to Ospreay and Callis splitting.
Well, I think they maybe didn't make that crystal clear, but I think they did absolutely. Because you can say it played into the loss, the distraction, him going out there. Frankly, Ospreay way oversold the moments with the screwdriver as if he had a piece of jagged glass in his hand he was about to stab Nana with, going back and forth with it. I thought that was a little bit too much. But to me, that is going to be one of the first things that Ospreay says to Don Callis on Wednesday or whenever they decide to put those two back in the ring with each other. But I'm ready for that aspect of things to be over with as far as, you know, Callis being associated with him at all, and then you can move now to Ospreay and whoever it is, and him trying to rebuild himself back and trying to find who he is if you're going into a match with him for the world title at Wembley, whatever they decide to do.
So afterwards, we had the normal press conference, and not really a lot of notes. Mercedes said George Clooney had sent her a bottle of tequila. She refused to mention Britt Baker's name, She called her a certain B, wanted to steal her spotlight, and she said she felt better than ever in the ring. Zack Sabre Jr. talked about how great Orange Cassidy was, said he knew before anybody, and he said he did want to have one more match with Bryan Danielson in England. He has not yet submitted Danielson, but he wants to do it before all is said and done. Swerve said he silenced some critics. I didn't know he had that many critics, but...
Everybody does.
Said Ospreay told him he loved him. It was one of the best talents in the world. Hope they could do it again someday. He said it was gratifying to have a black world champion main eventing a show like Forbidden Door. He did not take it for granted. Tony Khan said 11,000 people at Forbidden Door, $1 million a gate. He was asked about if All In could be held outside of Wembley. He said he was just focused on this year's show. He said it could be a huge event anywhere in the world. Said ticket sales for All In would increase as matches are added to the card. And Brody King will be okay after he was dropped on his head by Ishii. And he said digital buys for the show were excellent.
So wait, what did he said ticket prices will increase as
no, matches ticket sales are will increase.
Oh, okay.
They're at 40,000, so as they start announcing matches, they'll sell more tickets, he believes.
I was going to say, wait, you know, you better make some of these some good matches here. You know, really trying to get people to buy early if you're going to go with that approach.
So we have the Dynamite Beach Break show on Wednesday. Will Ospreay versus Daniel Garcia for the international title. We have got Jeff Jarrett versus the wild card, who I have now convinced myself is going to be Christian. We have got Owen Hart Foundation Men's Tournament semifinals, Pac and Bryan Danielson, and also Chris Statlander and Willow Nightingale, and an appearance from Britt Baker. They have not announced an appearance from Mercedes, but I would presume they would have a discussion there on the show. Tonight's Raw, we have got Liv Morgan and Zelina Vega for the women's title. Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio. Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, and Ilya Dragunov in a men's Money in the Bank qualifier. Zoe Stark, Dakota Kai, and Ivy Nile in a women's Money in the Bank qualifier. And Xavier Woods against Karrion Kross. This feud must continue. It's like nobody cares about this feud, but they just keep trying.
These matches on paper are some matches on paper.
You know, it's funny that, like, they've been building up that Xavier Karrion thing with the New Day and, like, for over a month.
Yeah.
And they finally got Karrion and Kofi in the ring last week, and it was crickets. Nobody cared.
Why is that?
Because nobody cares about this feud at all.
No, look.
Nor do I think anyone wants to see the New Day break up.
Well, look, nobody cares, and I hate to say it, because I have no animus with this guy whatsoever. Nobody cares about Karrion Kross. They have not been into this guy at NXT. People were into the entrance, and I think his work there was overstated by some because they thought he had a really cool entrance. Great. We've seen nothing out of AOP. We don't know what Elring is even there for. They have just not gotten over. And I don't think people want to see the New Day break up, but I think you can have something with the New Day breaking up if you had some reason, you know, something for them to work against that was over, that would create some drama. People are just kind of rolling their eyes at this, and I don't think, even if you want the New Day to break up, do you want to waste it on this? They've been together for so long. You have the Big E aspect of it. There's all this stuff where, unfortunately, who they're feuding against just doesn't work.
I should mention, you said it was just a bunch of matches, but Rey and Dominic, I mean, that's a big match we haven't seen in a few years.
Yeah, but it's, you know, I could also see it ending really quick, really goofy, because, again, this sounds like a show. It's going to be a lot about the trimmings than it is
going
to be, you know, the meat
Mike,
here in the ring.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus versus Ilya Dragunov. This match could be absolutely incredible.
Okay.
Don't you remember that three-way that they had? It was like Drew, Sheamus, and Gunther. Well, you're getting rid of Gunther and you're putting in Ilya Dragunov. So
you got me there.
That could be incredible. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So, what happened on SmackDown? Who was there?
You tell me about it. Didn't you write the report on this, Brian Alvarez? Do you not know who Tyrese Halliburton is?
Well,
do you not know who Jalen Brunson is?
Of course I do. I wrote about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's right up there with one of my mini reports on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. You can check out right now as a subscriber, as well as all of our podcasts and all of the other great things up there. In fact, tonight we'll have another podcast, myself and Dave Meltzer, Wrestling Observer Radio. We did one yesterday talking Forbidden Door, and of course Saturday with Tony Khan. There's a lot of great stuff up there, and also video.f4wonline.com. If you don't care about the board or newsletters or anything like that, if you just want to watch the video, $9.99. F4WOnline.com, video.F4WOnline.com. And for just $9.99, you get all the videos. This show, Observer Radio, Figure Four Daily with Lance, Filthy Four Daily with Tom, the combined Tom and Lance shows, Brian and Vinny show, Observer Live, Observer Radio. You can check them all out.
A lot up there.
Yeah, so do it, everybody.
Yeah.
And we're going to wrap it up for today. Don't forget, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, the Big Vinny V Show. We'll be streaming live for subscribers at video.f4wonline.com. Hopefully he doesn't get nervous, but you can watch that in an hour here. So check it out, video.f4wonline.com. And your $9.99 allows you to watch all of the shows live. And you will get emails when they're about to kick off, but it's usually pretty much at the same time every day for all of the shows. So anyway, that's it. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.